The Lord be with you.
So
today we're going to baptize Carly, and as a result, my sermon is going to be largely directed at Carly, but I think she'll be good enough to let the rest of you listen in, all right? So Carly, there are many people who may ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And those people mean well, but I'm here to let you in on a secret that most people don't realize until they're much older in life. And the secret is, what do I want to be when I grow up, is the wrong question to ask. And to help you understand why, I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Simon Peter. You see, Simon Peter lived a very long time ago, and when he was little, what he wanted to be when he grew up was the world's best fisherman. He wanted to have a bunch of big boats and have a lot of people working for him, and every day they would catch more fish than they knew what to do with. That's what Simon Peter wanted to be when he grew up. And so he knew he needed to work hard at being a fisherman. Every night, he'd stay up all night trying to catch fish in his little boat, and every morning, he'd clean his boat and he'd fix any nets that had gotten torn during the night. One day, Jesus came to his town. And Jesus went around healing people in that town and telling everyone about God's love. And so the people in the town, they stopped their work and they went out and listened to Jesus. Simon Peter, he saw all those crowds following Jesus around, but he didn't go and follow them. Because Simon Peter knew what he was supposed to do was become the world's best fisherman. And that meant he didn't have time to go hear Jesus talk. He didn't have time to go hang out with all those other people. He had to focus on fixing his nets so he could be the world's best fisherman. Now, Carly, some people, they spend so much time focused on what they're going to be when they grow up, they forget that there's something right now. Some people, they work so hard on what they're supposed to be that they forget who they are. They spend all their time working and studying and practicing for a life that will happen tomorrow, and they end up not having a life today. Now, Simon Peter wasn't going to leave his boats to go listen to Jesus, so Jesus walks over to Simon Peter's boat. And along with Jesus comes this big crowd of people, thousands of people. They're all standing around Simon Peter's boat. And Jesus says to Simon Peter, Simon, would you mind rowing your boat out with me in it? Because there's a nice big hill by the side of this lake. And if all these people stand on the hill and I sit in your boat, they can all see me and hear me when I talk to them. Now, Simon Peter wasn't sure about this. He, after all, had to fix his nets. But on the other hand, there were all these people standing around, and he figured, well, he could probably fix his net while he was sitting in the boat with Jesus. So he said, sure thing. And he and Jesus got in the boat, and Simon Peter rowed out Jesus into the lake. And while Jesus talked, Simon Peter, he fixed his nets. And then after Jesus had finished talking to the crowds, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, why don't you go out to where the water's really deep and let down your nets there and see what you catch? Simon Peter didn't like this idea. See, Simon Peter, he was tired. He just rowed Jesus out into the lake. He just spent all morning fixing his nets. He just spent all night trying to catch fish. And you know what? He hadn't caught a single one. He didn't want to try again, so he says to Jesus, Master, we have spent all night trying to catch fish, and we have caught nothing. You know, Carly, some people, they spend their life trying to catch fish or trying to become something they're supposed to be, like Simon Peter, trying to become the world's best fisherman. But here's the thing. Simon Peter, he's not your age. He's my age. He's supposed to be a grown-up. But having become a grown-up, he is not the world's best fisherman. In fact, he's not even a very good fisherman. He's worked all night and didn't catch any fish. Sometimes people can spend all that time doing the very things they're supposed to do, working hard, studying for school, practicing what they want to be good at. And no matter how much they prepare to become what they want to be when they grow up, they never become what they want to be. And sometimes those people, later in life, they get a second chance. They get a second chance to be the thing that they had wanted to be, and they say no thanks. Because they tell themselves, you know what, I tried once. I worked really hard, I gave it my all, and I failed. So what's the point of trying again? I'm just a failure. It's never going to happen. See, Carly, some people, they're so disappointed in who they didn't become that they don't give a chance to discover who they might be. That's how Simon Peter's feeling. But Jesus isn't getting out of his boat. And so Simon Peter says, "Yet if you say so, Jesus, I will go and put out my nets again." And so Simon Peter rows his boat out into the deep water, the water that's so deep it's dark, and he can't see what's underneath it. You don't know if there's any fish down there. But Jesus said to put his nets down, and so Simon Peter does. He throws his nets over the boat, and what do you know? As soon as he does, those nets fill up with fish. There's so many fish that he can't pull them all up. The nets are beginning to break. And so what does Simon Peter do? He looks out and he sees some people he's worked with before, a couple brothers named James and John. And he says, "Come, help me. Share these fish with me." And James and John, they go in another boat and they row out there and they begin hauling in the fish with Peter. And now there's two boats and they're full of so many fish that both boats start to sink. Carly, Simon Peter, in this moment, he's getting what he always wanted. Now he's got multiple boats working with him. He's got multiple people working with him. He's got more fish than he knows what to do with. In this moment, he is the world's best fisherman. He should be happy. But you know what he does, Carly? He says, "Lord, go away from me, for I am a sinful man." He wants Jesus to leave him alone. Carly, sometimes, late in life, people get an opportunity that they never had when they were younger. Sometimes, late in life, people get a chance to do something that they couldn't do when they were young. Maybe because when they were young, they had to work, or they had to study, or they had to take care of their family. Maybe like Simon Peter, when they were young, they spent all their time fixing their nets. And so they didn't have time to do the things they really wanted to do. And sometimes later in life, now they've finished all those things they had to do when they were young, and they get a chance to do something they never imagined they would be able to do. And Carly, sometimes when people get that chance, they say no thanks. And you know, the reason they say no is they tell themselves, "Well, you know what? I've made a lot of mistakes in life. I took this road, and I have to stick with it. I'm not a good enough person, or I'm too old." You see, sometimes, Carly, people are so sad about who they aren't that they don't believe they could be something good. And so I want to tell you about a different man. A man who knew Simon Peter, but for a long time they weren't friends. You see, this other man, his name was Paul. And Paul thought his purpose in life was to tell people who they were supposed to be and how they should do it. And Paul would go around all over the country telling people, "This is who you're supposed to be, and I'm going to tell you how to do it." Paul really didn't like people who followed Jesus. Because people who followed Jesus had this habit of not being who Paul told them they were supposed to be. And so whenever Paul saw one of those people who followed Jesus, he would beat them up. Didn't get along with many followers of Jesus. Well, as you know, Carly, Jesus died on the cross. But then he came back to life. And when Jesus came back to life, he appeared to many people, particularly all the people who were his friends and followers, before he died on the cross. But after Jesus appeared to all those people, he also appeared to this man, Paul. And he told Paul, "Paul, Why are you being so mean to me? I'm God. And Paul said, what? You're God? Oh no, then I've been the completely wrong person this whole time. And Paul thought, wait a minute. If I've been the completely wrong person this whole time, why have you shown yourself to me in addition to all your friends? Wouldn't I be the last person you want to show yourself to? But Jesus and Paul talk for a little bit. And Paul comes to realize what he writes in a letter. He says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And then he says, and that hasn't been in vain, which means, you know what? I am what I am, and it's not useless, because God has worked through what I am. You see, what Paul realized is that Jesus made Paul to be the person he was. First and foremost, a beloved child of God, but a beloved child of God who wasn't afraid to speak his mind and share with people what he thought. And he used to think he needed to tell people who were they supposed to be, and he was real good at it. But after talking to Jesus, he realized he needed to give thanks for who God had made him to be. And when he realized that, Paul was really good at going around and encouraging other people to give thanks for who God made them to be. You see, when we stop worrying about who we think we're supposed to be and start giving thanks for who God made us to be, we suddenly have a lot of free time. And we find that when people have free time giving thanks for who they are, what they tend to do is help other people be grateful for who God made them to be. And that's exactly what happens to Simon Peter. You see, Jesus does this good thing for Simon Peter of helping him catch all these fish, not just for Simon Peter's sake, but for the sake of all the people that Simon Peter is about to help. You see, Jesus, he can see into the deep. He can see into the deep water, sees where all the fish are, but even more importantly, he sees into the depths of our hearts. He sees who we are. And he looked into Simon Peter's heart deep down, and sure, he saw Simon Peter had made a lot of mistakes, and he knew Simon Peter was going to make a lot of mistakes. See, Simon Peter had this habit of turning on his mouth before he turned on his brain. It got him into trouble. But Jesus saw that deep down, who Simon Peter was who God made him to be, a beloved child of God who was good at gathering other people. You see, when Simon Peter caught all those fish, what was the first thing he did? He called to other people, come and share with me this good thing that I have gotten. He called over James and John. And when Simon Peter was focused on fixing his nets, he still managed to do so in a way that let other people gather around Jesus, because he fixed his nets while he rowed in his boat and had Jesus speak to the crowds. You see, Jesus gives Simon Peter this great gift, not so that Simon Peter can become the world's best fisherman, so that Simon Peter can become himself. Jesus gives Simon Peter a second chance, not to succeed at his job, but to succeed at being who God made him to be in any job. You see, Simon Peter, it didn't matter which job he had. He was successful when he was doing what God had made him to do, which was to gather people together by being himself. Carly, someday you will grow up and you will have a job, yeah? I don't know what it will be. Maybe you'll be an astronaut. Maybe you will take care of children. Maybe you will be a doctor. Maybe you will be a plumber. But just like on those waters, Jesus helped Peter discover who he was, a beloved child of God. Today we are going to baptize you, Carly. And in these waters, you are going to discover that God promises you are what God has made you to be, a beloved child of God named Carly, and God has made you to be you, not for what you will do someday, but for how God will use you right now. Because the secret is, while it's not helpful to ask, what do I want to be when I grow up? It's so very helpful to ask, how can God use who I am right now? Because you see, Carly, right now, you are a student, you are a sister, you are a friend. And God can work through you in ways God can work through no one else, because God has made you to be you. And so when we baptize you, you will hear that promise that you are a beloved child of God. And when you get older in life and you start to worry about who you're supposed to be, I want to encourage you to return to water, whether it's a lake like Simon Peter was on, or water in a baptismal font like this one. And in that water, may you remember that the question isn't, what am I supposed to be? But who has God made me to be? And how can he use me right now? Because he has made you good. And when you know that, you will help other people rejoice in who God made them to be. Amen.